The Torah, God's instruction, His rulings, His decrees, His borders, His boundaries for our protection, His way of doing things revealed to mankind. This is Torah 101 Daily. We are now moving into the parasha called Metzorah. The word simply means a person afflicted with Sara'at or leprosy. Chapter 14 of Leviticus, Vayikra. Verse 1, Adonai said to Moshe, "This is to be the law concerning the person afflicted with Sara'at. On the day of his purification, he is to be brought to the Kohen." So the day that a leper was healed, these were the procedures. This is what was to be done. Verse 3, and the Kohen is to go outside the camp and examine him there. Remember, the leper was to dwell alone outside of his family and his friendships. If he sees that the Sara'at sores have been healed in the afflicted person, then the Kohen will order that two living clean birds be taken for the one to be purified. Now, as we've been discussing, the early rabbis believed that leprosy was received as a direct result of slandering people or gossiping against people. One ancient rabbi taught that the two living clean birds to be brought to purify the person afflicted with skin disease was because the afflicted person did the work of a babbler in spreading evil tales, and therefore required that the afflicted person offer babbling birds as a sacrifice. That's from the Talmud. But we're going to see some great significance and symbolism in these birds. It says they were to be taken for the one to be purified, along with cedar wood, scarlet yarn, and hyssop leaves. The scarlet yarn also seen in two other places in the Torah. The scarlet yarn was used to identify the scapegoat on the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur. That the scarlet yarn would turn white, the ancient rabbis taught, when God had accepted the sacrifice for the sins of the people. Also, the scarlet yarn was included on the red heifer and the sacrifice of it for the people. So it's significant that it's used here in showing great relief or great forgiveness, the scarlet yarn. It says the Kohen, verse 5, is to order one of the birds slaughtered in a clay pot over running water. So the death of the innocent in exchange for the life of the one afflicted with leprosy. Verse 6, as for the live bird, he is to take it with the cedar wood, scarlet yarn, and hyssop, and dip them and the living bird in the blood of the bird slaughtered over running water, and sprinkle the person to be purified from the Sara'at 7 times. Next, he is to set the live bird free in an open field. So the live bird is to be dipped in the blood of the bird that was slaughtered. And then the beautiful symbolism, the blood on the live bird sprinkled on the person to be purified 7 times. And then the live bird is set free in an open field. Like the scapegoat on the Day of Atonement, it would also wander off into the wilderness, never to be seen again, removing the sins of the people into the wilderness. But here the bird is set free. So one is killed and its blood shed in water, the mixture thereof, the water and the blood. That should ring a bell during the execution of Yeshua on the cross beam. But then also the resurrection. How the live bird is set free after the blood of the other is shed, flies off alive. Death and resurrection, curing the leprosy of our sin, the spiritual leprosy that we all are born with. He who is to be purified must wash his clothes, shave off all his hair, and bathe himself in water. Then he will be clean. And after that, he may enter the camp, but he must live outside his tent for 7 days. Now we remember in the life and ministry of Yeshua, the Messiah, from Matthew chapter 8, I'll read one instance where a leper was healed. After Yeshua had come down from the hill, large crowds followed him. Then a man afflicted with Tzara'at came, kneeled down in front of him and said, "Sir, if you are willing, you can make me clean." In other words, he couldn't become clean on his own or by some other means. Only through a miraculous healing. Yeshua reached out his hand, touched him, and said, "I am willing. Be cleansed." And at once he was cleansed from his Tzara'at. Then Yeshua said to him, "See that you tell no one, but as a testimony to the people, go and let the Kohen examine you and offer the sacrifice that Moshe commanded," which is what we've just been reading about. So many believe that from the writing of the Torah up to this point in the days of Yeshua, no one had ever been healed of leprosy, and that this would be a testimony, as Yeshua put it, to say to the Kohanim that the two birds, the one whose life was given, and then the one who lives on, is a testimony or a perfect picture of what was to come in the death and resurrection of Yeshua. More to come on Torah 101 Daily.